The Jamaica Tertiary Education Commission, JTEC, is committed to improving the country's tertiary system by working with institutions to ensure that they are internationally competitive, relevant, and accessible. Chief Executive Officer at JTEC, Maxine Henry Wilson, recently sat down with Ian Bourne to discuss the work and mandate of the commission. Here are excerpts of that interview.
We launched a National Qualifications Framework, which is really a tool that will be used both by the Commission and other tertiary institutions and perhaps even private citizens to be able to position various qualifications relative to each other. So we think of qualifications in Jamaica as certificates, diplomas, bachelors, etc. But there are many others that may not have those designations. So we need now to know where do they fall in terms of tertiary awards and what value are they to the holders. So we launched that. That's an important part of the Jamaica Tertiary Education Commission's work, because one of our primary responsibilities is to be able to look at the development of the tertiary sector as a whole. We're not involved with individual institutions, although we work with them, but our mandate is to ensure that we have a 21st century tertiary education system which can provide the country with the kind of skills, human capital, and competences that will be required for us really achieving our objectives as a nation, our goals as a nation. So that is one of the primary functions that we will look at the landscape, we will get information about who is operating there, we will match that against what is required for us to become a first world country, as I said, and then we will say, okay, there are gaps in terms of scientific development, there are gaps in terms of technology, there are gaps in terms of our being able to deal with some of the new skills that are required in the marketplace.
And you'll make recommendations for policy action?
Make recommendations for policy action, look at incentives that can be offered, probably work with some institutions who can transform themselves and begin to adopt and adapt some of the new requirements for development. Methodologies that would ensure that we have greater access, because access is an important part of the tertiary development. And other recommendations about things like financing, not just tuition fee financing, but institutional development. How do we develop our institutions so that they are able to be located within the framework of 21st century tertiary education?
So the mandate is quite broad. It's not just a matter of looking to certification.
No. While we would want to validate those kinds of things through whatever mechanisms we have, and we also would give institutional support. For instance, now we're working on a strategic plan for teacher education. Teacher education has really to be transformed from the kind of didactic pedagogy.
Rote.
It has to be transformed, not just because, you know, this is where the world is going, but we are going there with the National Standards Curriculum, which will be rolled out fully this September. And that is because we need a different type of product, a different type of product from our general education system. It will be more project-based. It will be more learner-centered. It will be more skills and competency-based. So your teachers have to be a product of that. They have to deliver that as well. And the way in which teacher education is developing in the rest of the world, while we don't just uncritically adopt what is done, we recognize that, we have to be a part of the trend and set our own parameters, of course.
So the commission has to keep abreast of what is happening in education globally.
And in fact, that is explicitly stated in one of the forthcoming pieces of legislation, that you should be informing, you should be assessing exactly what is happening in the world and communicating that both in terms of policy suggestions or other types of instruments to the minister and to the affected bodies.
And how would you relate to the University Council of Jamaica?
Okay, so the University Council of Jamaica has done a splendid job in terms of quality of the curriculum programs that are being offered by institutions. However, the gap is that one of the issues that is raised is you can have any number, and we do have institutions operating in Jamaica now, providing tertiary level education according to them. But we don't know that they are actually operating until something happens. Or an institution can close. And then the question is, who is responsible? So our mandate really starts from the point that we are a gatekeeper. We are not there to close the gate, but we are there to ensure that whoever is admitted meets the standards of a tertiary level institution.
Chief Executive Officer at JTEC, Maxine Henry Wilson, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.